Who Owes Who, Indian Trust Funds, Revisited, Audio, December 9, 2020. We, the original people of Turtle Island, challenge the invaders to prove to us and the world, beyond a reasonable doubt, that they own anything. This is about the Indian Trust Fund. Originally published January 22, 2013. All the money to run the corporations of Canada and the United States comes from interest on the Indian Trust Fund. This revenue comes from exploitation of our land and resources. In 1907, Canada declared us as non-persons so they could control our money, lives, and future. They gave themselves power of attorney without our permission. According to the Trust Fund Management System, the Indian Affairs Minister can manage our money as if he was our parent. He can collect, receive, hold it, decide how to manage and spend it without our knowledge or consent, without our representation. The shareholders of the corporations of the United States, Canada, and the United Nations, which are private corporations, are getting filthy rich playing with our trust funds. Very little comes to us. Most goes to their friends, corporations, and governments. 90% of our funds goes to administration of the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington and Department of Indian Affairs in Ottawa. Indian Affairs website states that, quote, any licenses, permits, and other instruments to individuals and organizations, close quote, that exploits our resources belongs to us. Otherwise, there would be no need for a cabal known as Indian Affairs. They distribute 10% or more of the interest to the Vatican, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, international banks, the Queen, and the bloodline families. Indian Affairs suspense accounts are from businesses run on our behalf by the Corporation of Canada. Public accounts of Canada monies cannot be dispersed or given to us. The Environmental Studies Research Fund accounts belong to us. Special accounts are individual and band accounts which we never see. Indian estate accounts are from deceased Indians or those deemed incompetent and missing. They collect and hold money on dead Indians and those they have killed. On every child, monies due is collected and kept. Not included are the vast royalties from deals between the provinces and multinational corporations for our natural resources. The following table shows what Indian Affairs admits to taking and distributing to each province. They answer only to the bankers. It's all ending. These new omnibus bills like C-45 shows that the Corporation of Canada is trying to steal whatever it can and then flee with the loot. We will not be extinguished through their new fascist bills. We will put in place a fair distribution system for our Ongwehume people to take control of our land, resources, and funds. The only function of the government-enforced band councils is to distribute our Indian trust funds according to the Indian Lands Acts of August the 25th, 1924, when reserves were physically forced on us by the military. Sir William Johnson, King George's representative in North America, told him that the Iroquois were not his subjects. Quote, any man who dare tell us we are subjects of a foreign power, no sooner were those words spoken, would his throat be split. You better have a good army at your back if you make that claim. We are slaves to no one. Close quote. All resources are ours. Our funds are illegally held in trust for us by some very untrustworthy people. Remember that the colonial band and tribal councils are all incorporated private businesses, and the councilors are chief executive officers. They try to steer the canoe for the boat master violating the Gaswanta. As Mick Jagger sang, quote, "Just as every cop is a criminal and all the sinners saint, as heads is tails, just call me Lucifer. I'm in need of some restraint. Misdirection, confusion, greed will all be cast down. You bet."